From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A Trump tour to say thank you gets underway today. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is embarking on what he is calling a thank you tour with a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, hours after he appears in Indiana to tout an agreement with air conditioner maker Carrier to keep about 1,000 jobs there. In Indiana, he and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are due to visit Carrier's plant in Indianapolis and give a more formal announcement of the deal to keep jobs in the Midwestern state instead of moving them to Mexico, which had been planned. Trump transitioned team member Anthony Scaramucci says this is an example of the president-elect's economic policies at work.
If you keep 1,000 jobs for the Carrier Corporation and you leave them in Indiana, well, that's an increase, or at least not a decrease, in your tax base. So the idea here is to use the tax policy to create more middle-class jobs and to create wage growth for the working class. And so the combination of those two things, I think you'll see with dynamic scoring, that we should have a deficit neutral, or possibly even a reduction in the deficit if we handle this properly.
Carrier, which is a unit of the industrial and military conglomerate United Technologies Corporation, said earlier this year it was relocating the Indiana operations as a cost-cutting move. U.S. allies in East Asia Thursday welcomed the incrementally tougher sanctions imposed on North Korea by the United Nations Security Council. However, few in the region expect these new measures to deter the Kim Jong-un government. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe put out a statement of support for the new council resolution, saying it reflects the international community's intention to take tough measures that are in a completely different dimension from past ones. VOA News. Oil prices rose again Thursday, building on momentum from an agreement by OPEC to cut production for the first time since 2008. The decision sent oil prices up by about 10% Wednesday and gave an overall boost in energy stocks. Thursday's gains were more modest, with prices rising to about $50 per barrel. OPEC President Mohammed bin Salah Al Saada told reporters Wednesday how this agreement will be applied.
The agreement... that OPEC reduces approximately 1.2 million barrels a day to bring its ceiling to 32.5 million barrels per day, effective 1st of January 2017.
Before the Wednesday meeting in Vienna, Saudi Arabia's energy minister said OPEC would ask non-members to also cut production. Russia, one of those non-OPEC members, agreed to cut its oil output by 300,000 barrels a day. Russia has pledged to continue to support Syrian forces in Aleppo until that city is cleared of terrorists. A comment from Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov came after a meeting Thursday with his Turkish counterpart, who said the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. Russia and Turkey back different sides in the conflict. The Syrian military campaign in Aleppo, which includes Russian airstrikes, has raised international concerns about the safety of civilians in the rebel-held eastern part of the city. Syria has long described opposition fighters there and elsewhere as terrorists. UN humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien has called for states with influence to do everything within their power to protect those civilians and save what was once the country's largest city from becoming what he called one giant graveyard. Soccer fans in Brazil and Colombia held tributes Wednesday night in honor of those killed earlier this week when a plane carrying a Brazilian team crashed near Medellin, Colombia, killing 71 people aboard. In Medellin, 40,000 people filled the stands where the city's national club had been scheduled to play against the Brazilian team. Many of them wore white and carried flowers for the tribute that included reading the names of the victims and observing a minute of silence. Also word in now that the Bolivian Civil Aviation Authority has indefinitely suspended permission for the airline who owned the charter flight that crashed, La Mia Airline, to operate after that Colombia crash. Find out more at our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.